Hey guys, Jordan Green here, host of the Greenhouse Podcast. You're listening to episode 11, titled The Queen, with Heather Whitaker. We know you're going to enjoy this episode, so sit back and relax and enjoy as we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Hello, listeners. This is Jordan Green. I am your host of the Greenhouse Podcast, and welcome to episode 11. This is a show where we talk about absolutely nothing with people who have something to say. That's right. Welcome to the show. You finally subscribed. Thank you for listening. I've had a lot of guests here on this show, and for the very first time, I'm having one of my favorite people on the show, and that is Heather Whitaker. Heather Whitaker, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jordan.
It's good to hear your voice through this radio.
I know, isn't it great?
Isn't it weird?
It is weird.
It's so different.
It's different.
I've never been on the radio until my very first episode of this podcast.
This is my first time.
So we got a lot in common already.
We do.
Besides the fact that we're already friends.
And I'm your first female.
That's so exciting. I've never been in this situation before, at least on this show.
It's always good to start with the queen.
You know, I think it's appropriate for Heather, for you to be on the show today, because I feel like you've always been family in a way ever since I met you. You know, we actually used to be neighbors.
We did.
And that when I found out that out, I was like, this is really going to be a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Because when I first met you, you kind of took me into your family and said, you know what, Jordan, you're one of us.
You are.
And I said, that's exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
So I said, can you mow my grass?
That's right. That is what you said. And I was happy to do so. Those were some good times.
You were good at it too.
So as the first woman, is there something special that you, like a speech, you know, people get up and say speeches and they're like, I'd like to thank everyone who's brought me to this moment. Or do you not have one of those?
I don't have one of those.
Yeah,
I just, you know, it's good to be first.
Yeah, besides my first episode, this is the first time I'm interviewing a woman. And, you know, it's not to say that I didn't have a lot of women lined up. Everybody has been asking me about
that. I'm sure you had a lot of women lined up.
Yeah, everybody was saying, you know, when are you going to have a woman on the show? And I was like, you know, soon enough. It's just it didn't work out that way. And here we are. But I think it's appropriate that right at number 10, because this is episode 11. So it's kind of like the new dawn of a decade. Do we call it decades? Sets of 10? Because I know it's another decade of episodes.
Right.
Except we're not referring to years.
Right. And 11 is a good number.
It is a good number. So, Heather, where exactly do you live? Because I'm kind of curious. I know the headquarters here was quite a drive for you from where you live, right?
Yes. It's just a little bit of a drive. And I was actually kind of surprised of where you lived.
Yeah.
I was thinking we were a lot closer.
Well, and I live in my studio.
Right.
That's probably a surprise, too.
Yeah, it is. It's quite of surprise.
Well, my janitor, he set it up to where I can just lay down right there in the corner on that small, it looks like a dog bed.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'm comfortable.
But at least it's nice and padded.
Yeah. Well, I had to stop paying rent so I could afford to pay for the studio. And so I'm like, you know what? I'll just sacrifice for the people.
That's a good idea.
For the listeners.
I think so too. And you can use the rug as a blanket.
Right. Exactly. No, but where exactly do you live though?
I live in Beaufort.
You don't have to give an exact address.
No, I wasn't Beaufort. Going to.
Good. Yeah, Beaufort, Georgia. How is that?
I live in a little tiny town called Beaufort.
Yeah.
And right up the street.
Beaufort.
Yeah. And up the street, we have cows.
Wow.
So it's little tiny.
Do you ride the cows?
No.
Okay.
No. Sometimes we might go tip them.
Is that a real thing? I've always wondered.
It is a real thing. When I was in college.
You actually tipped cows?
I did.
No.
I did.
This is crazy.
I did.
I've seen it in movies. I've read it in books, but I've never done it.
It's real.
It's a real thing. What happens? Do they make a noise?
No, because cows fall asleep standing up.
Right.
So the idea is you go and you run. Mm-hmm. And you get a group, for me, it was a group of girls from my dorm, and we all went.
Yeah.
And we jumped the fence, and we went cow tipping. It's a little difficult because they're big.
Yeah.
And you also want to make
sure. So you have to get several people.
You have to get several people, and it's muddy, usually muddy.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you've done that before.
I have done that before, and one time.
Was it your idea?
It was not my idea.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, I was always game for anything silly. Sure. So I was like, let's do it. I'm game for it. I have never grown up on a farm anywhere, yeah. So I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there was a bull.
Like one of those bulls that you hold the red flag up for and they run past you.
It wasn't quite like that, but
okay.
He did come charging after us.
Snap.
Yeah. So we ran pretty darn fast.
Are you sure
just,
it wasn't one of the cows that was just happened to be awake? How old were you when this happened?
I was 18.
Okay.
And when he started charging at us, we all took off. So wow. we only got successful with tipping one cow until we realized that the other cow was coming.
Right.
So we decided to leave.
<That's>
and
awesome.
That was the end of it.
Now, was this at your current home where you live now in Beaufort?
Oh, no. I went to college in Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri?
Yes.
That's a ways away.
It is.
That's
ways,
at least
ways.
One state away.
It might be quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah. Might be.
From Georgia here. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Why? Well, how long have you lived in your current location?
Like the last 7 years.
Last 7 years. Mm-hmm. And you have a family, right?
I do have a family.
Tell us about that. Because I have a family, too.
Well, you
They're
know, my family's
right
pretty awesome.
Yeah?
I'm just saying.
The Whitakers. I've met a few of them.
Yeah. We have quite a legacy.
Yeah. You have at least one child.
Yeah. Just maybe...
Possibly
times
more
four.
Than two.
Yeah.
Five times four. How many children do you have?
I have four.
Four.
I have four. I have one son, Marcus, which you know, Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus. He is quite the adventure
yes.
man. I went to Yosemite with him recently.
I know. That was an amazing trip.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, not going to lie. That guy is cool.
He is pretty cool.
Yeah. And then the next child.
It would be Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Hannah.
Chloe,
and then we have
Hannah.
Phoebe.
Chloe, now, did you come up with all the names yourself, or did your husband help?
Well, Marcus was a family name.
Really?
Yeah. It was probably my least favorite name.
I thought Whitaker was the family name.
But my most favorite boy I have. Like,
okay.
He's the best boy
yeah.
I have. And then Chloe was a name that I picked.
Right.
That I just loved.
Yeah.
And then her middle name is after Chris's sister's name.
Yeah.
And then Hannah is named after me. Her middle name is Briar. And
oh.
Briar in French means Heather.
Oh, I did not know
yep.
that.
Yeah. And then you have Phoebe, and Phoebe's middle name is Lynn. And Phoebe, I actually named her from the TV series Phoebe.
No
from
way.
Friends. I'm sorry. From the TV
from
series
the Friends.
Friends.
Yeah, yeah. I
Phoebe
assume.
The character.
Really?
Yes.
It's a good show.
It's a great show.
It is a good show.
And Phoebe and I would be like best friends. Yeah.
Did you always think you always know that you were going to have kids one day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When was the first moment you kind of had it all planned out? You were like, I'm going to do it one day.
I don't know.
Because I feel like there's little girls out there who are playing with dolls and they're like, I'm going to be a mom one day.
I think it's one of those things. You're just.
Naturally,
it's part of your DNA.
Yeah,
like
naturally.
You know,
like,
women know, like, yeah, I'm going to have kids.
Yeah.
I wanted six. Chris wanted two.
Right.
We met in the middle.
How did you guys meet?
Well, that is a story in itself.
That's a long story.
Well, no. I met my husband at a bar in Georgetown.
No way.
Called the Crazy Horse.
Georgetown, Georgia.
No, Georgetown in D.C.
D.C. I love Washington, D.C. So it was a magical moment.
Yeah,
D.C. is a great city.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went to a club with my girlfriends, and
right.
we left because there were too many military guys, and I wasn't up for that. So
yeah.
Went to the Crazy Horse.
Wow.
And I walked in, and I went to go buy a beer, and I saw Chris at the bar, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, whoa, that guy is so cute. And then...
Did he approach you?
Yeah. So
really?
Then he started walking towards me, and I had already had a good 15 beers by now.
Yeah.
So I was a little nervous. I was like, oh, my God. And then I wasn't sure. Like, then he came over, and he asked me to dance, and then I spent the rest of the night buying him beers so he would get as drunk as I was.
Yes.
Because I didn't want him to know that I was
it.
So drunk.
It was meant to be.
There
that
you have
That is fantastic.
It. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
One of my more proud moments.
Yeah. But was it right after that that you moved back, and did he follow you or like to Georgia?
No, my husband was in the military.
Yeah.
So he had just gotten stationed.
Yeah.
In
okay.
DC.
Gotcha.
So I met him the day after he got stationed there. No,
right.
We didn't move to Georgia for We moved here 11 years ago. He had already been out of the military for quite a while.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a, it sounds like almost like one of those storybook, like one of those book type of meetings where you meet the person.
Well, we like to tell our kids like that we met at like a church function.
Yeah.
Even though they know
exactly how it happened.
Yeah, they do.
That is awesome. Well, Heather, I think it's a real treat to have you on, specifically because I've had a lot of time to spend with you, but mostly your children and your family as well. One of my favorite things about you is our common interest in Disney, and
yes.
and animated movies when it comes to the family friendly ones.
Right.
Where did your passion for the Disney films or in the Disney world experience come from? Did you, growing up, go?
When my kids were little, I was always buying Disney movies and always loved the Disney movies.
Right.
But I did not go to Disney for the first time until I was about 40.
Really?
Disney World.
Yeah.
Now I went to Disneyland when I was 18, my graduate and was senior year, I went to Disneyland, but it never impacted me. But when I was 40,
yeah,
I went with my mom and dad. I always go on a trip with my parents every January.
Consistently.
For the last probably 8 years.
That's commitment.
Yes.
Wow.
And so they were going to be there.
Yeah.
And so I went, and then I said, can we please go to Disney? And they said, yes, we went. And it was...
It's a family trip.
It was my mom and my dad,
yeah,
and me and my brother, and it was truly a magical moment.
Yeah. And from that moment on,
as silly
on, you're
as
like,
it was... From that moment on, I just couldn't, like, I was planning my next trip before I ever left,
yeah,
Disney that day. I was like, we're coming back.
Well, there's something special about it, I think family has a lot to do with it, going with the right people, you know.
Yeah, I won't go with anybody unless they enjoy Disney like
unless
me.
They enjoy, and yeah, hey, that's a good rule.
Yeah. I don't have any patience for any of that nonsense if they don't love it like I do.
Yeah. Well, you have a love for other things too, like books, right? I know your daughter Chloe loves books.
She does love books.
But that came from you, right? That had
no.
to have. No?
No, I think we both like books a lot.
Equally.
Yeah. We both really like books.
What is your favorite book? I feel like that's a good question.
That is a good question, yeah, but it's a tough one because...
There's so many.
Yeah, there is a lot of books.
There's red books, there's blue books.
Yeah.
There's tall books, there's
books,
short books.
Skinny books.
Exactly.
It's just hard to make that decision.
It sounds like
one.
A Dr. Seuss book, actually, that we're describing. Tall books, short books.
Red books,
yeah,
blue books.
Yeah, red books, blue books. And would you read it in a box? Would you read it with a fox? by the way, on the topic of hobbies, like reading books, Disney, what is one hobby that you, like growing up, that you had, but you still have today? Because I always find it interesting to hear from people what they like to do now, but something that it sounds like they've always done.
Honestly.
They still do. Do you have one of those things?
I don't think I have one of those.
No?
You know, because, you know, the biggest hobby we do... is the boat.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a boat. I've heard of this boat, actually.
Yeah, we do have a boat.
This is the legendary Whitaker boat. What isn't there a name for your boat? I think it's interesting. A lot of people name their boats.
Well, actually, it does have a name, and it's called Mad Props.
Mad Props.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why did you name it Mad Props?
Well, the story came because one time this winter, I think it was maybe around February or so.
Oh, sorry. I'm cutting you off. I was curious. Don't you go on the lake in the summer, though?
Yeah, well, our boat.
The boat.
We can sleep on.
Oh. And
so we can go
all year round. Brilliant.
So we were meeting some friends who have a boat like ours.
Yeah.
And it was windy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as we were trying to go in, we couldn't steer the boat to park properly.
Sure.
So we decided to go around to the other side of the dock. And
wow.
Tie up, and the wind blew us,
yeah,
and our prop was starting to get close to hitting the ground.
No, this is where the name comes from.
Yeah.
Mad
and
props.
I was panicking because the props, the engine part,
yeah,
is the most expensive part of the boat. So I was just like, please don't let the props hit the ground.
That would be.
And
that
so
would
we
be,
decided
yeah.
It would be fitting to call our boat Mad Props.
But the boat was okay.
The boat was fine.
And there were no props injured in the making of this story.
Yeah, my husband almost got a little, frozen from it because the water at that time was super cold. And
yeah.
He was like, I'll jump in if I have to.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. I did have a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yes.
I know that you've been to quite a few concerts, and this is only in passing. I remember you talking about going to and experiencing live performances, just not because it's a favorite artist, but because you love it. What are some of your favorite performances you've seen? Not just recently, because I've heard of the recent ones. I know you like Justin Timberlake and a few others. What are some ones that you've been to in your past? Maybe even before marriage, before
the
kids.
Do you want to know what my first concert was?
What was your first concert?
This is interesting. So my first concert was Culture Club and Cyndi Lauper.
Culture Club? Really? Wait, and Cyndi?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper was there with Culture Club and Boy George.
Really?
And I saw them at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado.
Colorado, like Colorado Springs, like...
Yeah.
Out there in Colorado.
Right.
Wow. Were you living in Colorado?
Yeah, I was living in Colorado at the time.
Where of all the places you've lived?
So this I was is born in California.
Know. Yeah.
And then from California, we moved to Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
And then from Tacoma, Washington, we lived in St. Louis.
Wow.
At Missouri. And then from there, we went to Centerville, Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah.
And then I moved from there to Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
And then I moved from Denver back to Virginia.
Wow.
Right.
Did you live in an RV? I feel like that would make it easier, at least.
And then from there, I moved to a little town called Vast, North Carolina.
Wow.
And then back to Virginia.
Yeah.
And then I moved to a little town called Gray, Georgia. And then from Gray, Georgia, down to Beaufort, Georgia.
You know, I've never even heard of Gray, Georgia, and I've lived here most of my life.
Well, I'm not certain that you're missing anything.
Is it an interesting place to live?
It's an interesting place.
Yeah.
About three traffic lights.
Three traffic lights.
Yeah.
And no movie theater or movie theater?
No movie theater.
No movie theater. Hmm.
You would have a hard time.
I would have a hard time. I love my movies.
Yeah, I know you love your movies.
No, I think that's surprising how well you were able to quote every single one of those places in order.
Well, I did miss out where I went to college because when I lived in, I graduated in Colorado and I went to Springfield, Missouri was where I went to college.
Yeah. Did you doing all this, like living in all these places or was it
I wouldn't say at the time I liked it, but as I've gotten older, I'm glad that I've gotten the chance to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I think it's what's made me love traveling so much.
Right. Right. Yeah. Because I've always had this like, or at least I've discovered that I've always had this passion for traveling a lot in the last few years. And I even have a passion now to live elsewhere. Is that something you'd recommend for a lot of people to
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I tell my kids, the one thing I tell my kids is enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's so important that you enjoy what you do.
Sure.
And take risks and enjoy every part of it. Yeah, every moment.
Yeah. Were you forced to go to all these different places? Like,
yeah, my dad worked for the government.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
We had to travel quite
a bit. So you
had to. I had to.
Yeah. But it turned into something that it was like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, and now I do a lot of traveling.
That is awesome.
I work for vacation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not always traveling, but you work for vacation.
I do
work
for vacation.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome. I'd like to say I do too.
Yeah, it's a good thing, isn't it? It's nice to get paid to go on vacation.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that's why I sold my house. I sold everything I own, and I live in the studio now.
And that was a good decision.
I think so too.
Because I can tell you're going to go places.
You know, if I go anywhere, at least it'll be outside of the studio. It gets a little crowded in here, and I think
that inspires you to go somewhere.
Agreed. I've been to many places, and
I enjoy watching your travels.
Oh well, thank you. I enjoy watching your travels.
Pictures are great.
Pictures are great. Instagram, it just takes one picture, 1,000 words.
Right.
1,000 words.
Maybe not 1,000.
Maybe not 900.
It's hard to keep somebody's attention with 1,000 words.
Isn't the saying a picture's worth? Is it 100 words?
No, it is 1,000 words.
It is 1,000 words.
But
okay.
Let's face
it. I thought I was forgetting.
No, but can you imagine if you looked at a picture and it had 1,000 words? You'd be like,
I think I could do it.
Do you really? It would have to be a really intriguing picture, because if it was just a picture with 1,000 words, you'd be like,
What if it was a picture of 1,000 words? Not only would it be worth 1,000 words, but it would be 1,000 words.
Right.
I think it's been done before.
It probably has.
If it hasn't, that should be featured on our website or something.
We could do it. Maybe when you get to your 1,000 podcasts.
Wow. You believe in me. You believe in the people of this, the guests of this show.
Because like I said, do what you love.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do what you love and you love it well enough, you'll do really well and make money doing it.
Well, I love doing this. You know the whole reason I started this show?
No.
I wanted to try something new. You know, it's not like I'm just sitting around like, oh, what do I do today? But I wanted to try something different. And when somebody suggested that, hey, you know what, you could be on the radio. You have funny conversations with people that lead nowhere. However, they do, you get something out of it. And so you should have a podcast. And I said, sure, why not?
Yeah. And something tells me that we should all be starting something new now.
I'm telling you, start something new. In fact, I felt like that was a theme that was in the back of my mind for a while for some reason.
I know, isn't that weird?
It's really weird. So I decided to start something new, and my friends told me it should be, you know, the title, and they helped me out with a lot of this. Like, I got my friend, the janitor. He's got all helped me out with all these little sound effects and doing all this fun stuff. But at the end of the day, it's not just about me starting something new, but it's about other people and learning about them.
Right.
Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there, hopefully, that are listening to the show right now that might even not have heard of me or you, right?
Probably
and
not.
And could learn, hey, you know what? There is somebody in Buford.
I know, one day they might tip
some cows over. They're just like me. I thought I was the only one. and hopefully they can learn something from us.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's the goal. And eventually, I'm going to have a lot more people on here, you know, and it's hard to, I spin the wheel and have the next guest on the show. Cause I'm looking forward to all the guests that I have kept coming. I've got this huge list, and every single one of them, they're special to me in many ways. I know first we have another section here too.
What's the one thing that people don't know about you?
About me specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, we're turning the tables. The table has been turned.
Yeah, I'm just curious because, you know, we know so much about
sure.
you, but I wonder if there's one thing we're not aware of.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. You know, my family tree, a lot of people don't realize that I have a lot of background from Europe. My family is from Denmark. And so I have a lot of family in Denmark right now that might be listening to the show. Shout out to them. Yeah.
Hey, Denmark.
Yeah. Hello, Denmark. I got aunts and cousins over there. My sister was recently visiting over there. We're going to have her on the show soon.
Oh, good.
Soon enough.
Yeah, I want to hear about her trip,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's had quite the travel adventures of her own. She's trying to live in the moment as well.
She's picking up the pace.
She's catching up real fast.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's something a lot of people don't know about me, that I have a Dane background. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I don't know if that answers your question.
That's good. Yeah, I did learn something new.
You know, one thing, I think you bringing that up, that question, kind of reminded me, oh yeah, sometimes I wonder if people actually know who I am as Jordan Green and the Greenhouse podcast. You know, I have a lot of people in the house
right.
as guests, but they might not know.
It does get crowded in here sometimes.
It gets a little crowded, you know,
yeah.
but I'm glad you asked. Yeah. So are you ready to go to the next section?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So this is the part of the show, Heather, that you might have heard of this if you are a listener of our show. We call this the improv section. Have you ever heard of the word improv?
I have.
Have you ever heard of the word spunk?
Spunk.
Yes.
I have.
Good. Okay. You passed the test. So we're going to go into our next section. This is called improv sketch section. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this is the section of the show where we throw ourselves into a situation that we've never been in before. And what we mean by that is there's a small script to this part of the show, but it's more like guidelines. It's not really a script. We just throw ourselves outside of the studio and we act or perform or simply have a conversation as not ourselves. Are you ready, Heather?
I am.
All right. So here's the situation, and then we can go ahead and start recording. We can go ahead and jump into that situation. So one of us is going to be happiness in this situation, and one of us is going to be sadness inside someone's mind. All right? Now, you have, you know, we have to work together.
This is going
to
be tough, Jordan, because
I think we're going to have fun.
Neither one of us are ever sad.
That is, and see, that's the fun part about it. Now, you get to, you can pick who you want to be, happiness or sadness.
Okay.
Now, we have to work together, though, to help the person through their day at the theme park. We're at the theme park with this person, right? We're in their mind. You've probably heard of something like this before.
Yeah.
Now, this should be sure to have its ups and downs, don't you think?
Yeah.
Just be a lot of fun. All right, so who do you want to be? Do you want to be happiness or sadness?
Well, I'm definitely going for the happiness.
You're going to go for the happiness.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, because that just is in me.
So, on the count of three, I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to start.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ready? One, two, three, go. Oh, hello, Heather.
Hey.
You must be our new happiness.
I am.
Welcome. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it's been really lonely around here lately.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like there wasn't happiness around.
No, you can't be like that. Look at all these great things around here.
You know, I guess I have a lot to be thankful for.
You really do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. It seems like our friend, you know, the person's that we're in their mind right now, our friend, and she's actually having a sad day.
Well, she needs to get over it.
She's at the park right now. I wish she would cheer up.
Are you kidding? The park is full of green grass and blooming flowers and laughing kids and swing sets.
Well,
and
we're about to go to a theme park now. One of those, like, I guess it's
like
a fair.
Like Disney?
Yeah, a fair. Like, there's rides.
Oh, my God, that is so great.
It's kind of scary for me.
Why?
I don't know. It's just there's
no,
it's high
up. No, you
can't
be scared. You're going to love it.
We're already so high up. Like, we're in the person's mind. And then I feel
like... Oh, that's nothing. Wait till we get up on the Ferris wheel. It's going to be the greatest thing you ever saw.
You think so, happiness?
It's going to be so great.
Sometimes I just feel so sad about
these
things.
You can't feel sad. You got to go out and live.
Okay, well, okay. Let's go over here to the control panel. Let's try to figure this out. There's a lot of buttons, and it's so overwhelming.
No, it's not. It's three buttons.
There's more than two, and that's more than I've ever been.
Oh, come on. Watch how fun this is.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah, we're walking up. It looks like this is a candy stand.
Isn't this so great?
What if the candy melts?
Then you can lick it off your fingers.
That's true.
This is so great.
That's true.
See?
I guess you're right. Yeah.
That's like the gift that keeps giving.
Couldn't we just eat something else, though?
Like what?
I don't know. I feel like I should just sit down. How about we just have her sit down? Let's push this button.
Down.
Right.
How about we just, no sitting.
I pushed the button. I'm sorry, happiness. Maybe we should try something different. What should we do next?
We should.
Where should we go in this theme park? I know there's a lot of things to do. It's just, what if
let's
it rains?
Let's go play some games.
Games, indeed. Okay, let's play games. I think we can work together.
We can definitely. Let's go catch a fish.
A fish. I do like fish.
Yeah, all you have to do is toss a ball.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Thanks, happiness.
I can tell you're doing better already.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heather Whitaker in the house, the Greenhouse Podcast. Thank you. Where's the applause button? There it is. That was fantastic. You know, I knew it could go either way. I'm glad you picked happiness, though.
I had to be happy.
You had to be happy. That was tough for me to be sad.
I know. It's not in you.
I was trying to think of every good thing and somehow figure out how that could be a bad thing. I love how you turned the chocolate around to being, you lick it off your fingers. That was fantastic. No copyright infringement here. Our names were happiness and sad. In case Pixar's wondering.
Yeah, because I'm sure they're going to listen.
Yeah, because I know they're all listening right now.
Yeah, hashtag Pixar.
You know, one of our friends went out there to work for a similar company, a company right next door to Pixar.
I know.
Super cool.
Pretty exciting.
Shout out to Darius. Hope you're listening, man. You know, I wonder if he'll ever come back and be on the show with us. We should be on the show with you and me.
Darius is definitely going to make an appearance.
It'll be on the next decade.
Right.
Of shows.
Of shows.
We have to be specific.
You know what? You can make a trip.
Yeah.
You can take your studio.
Take the studio
with you.
Out there. Interview people along the way.
Right.
It's a great idea.
It's a write-off.
I need to start writing this down.
You need to.
So how do you feel? I should pay you for this. Like, I don't have anything to pay you, though. I can't really give you part of something. I'm not getting paid for this.
Right. It doesn't matter.
No. I'll pay you in happiness and hugs and pictures because it's worth $1,000.
Actually, you paid me.
Potato skins.
Yeah.
I don't. For those of you who can't see the studio, again, hopefully you can't because you'd be creeping in our studio window. But we actually have a special treat here for all our guests. It's called potato skins. We eat them up. It's delicious.
They are good.
They are good. They are good. I hope they're not expired. I've had them a couple weeks now.
They're probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. They haven't been opened yet.
As long as they're not opened, I think they're just right for all my guests on the
show. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Heather, are you ready for the next section of the show?
Yes.
This is one of my favorite parts because we actually get to answer the questions that we've all been waiting to know the answers to for a while now. Possibly 3 days. Possibly a week. Depends on how long it's been since the last episode. I don't even remember now. Feels like years. So we have 3 questions. And you get to answer these questions from... Our last guest was Terry. He was quite a treat. Quite a treat.
I imagine Terry would be a treat.
Yes, yes.
Especially if he got to make you a drink.
He did. He did. He made me a drink. We chilled and just recorded an episode of the Greenhouse Podcast, as it should be, you know? But anyway, we then have the opportunity for you to ask 3 questions right after that.
Okay.
For our next guest. The fun part is, guys, this section of the show, nobody knows who the next guest is. So, ladies and gentlemen, the questions section starts now. You know, I never want to get rid of that theme music.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
My janitor, Dane, he's been super cool. He's been giving me a lot of new stuff, and it's just so hard because he's making these amazing things, but we've got something amazing already. You know, he started it off on such a high note. It's hard to keep going.
Yeah, you know? It is hard.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's catchy.
That is super catchy.
All right, so question number 1. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you had to do without one of your possessions...
What do you mean by possessions?
Well, one of the things that you own, one of the objects that you own, whatever it is.
Got it.
If you had to do without that, how would that affect your life?
Well, I wonder if I should pick one that I don't really care about, or if I should really pick one that I care about.
Okay.
That's the tricky question. Because I can say, well, I could do without my television.
Yeah.
I honestly don't even realize I have a television. Yeah. That's how often I
you
turn it on.
You don't watch TV that often,
no?
No. Okay.
No. So maybe I would say if I didn't have my car.
Oh, you would just walk everywhere.
I would.
You could walk to work.
Right.
You don't live too far.
No.
Yeah.
I could easily do that.
But it's a possession. It's something that you could definitely use.
Right.
Mm. That's a good one. That's a good answer.
How it would affect me is I would definitely... be more athletic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there would be some positives.
Definitely.
But then there could be some negatives, like I could get really wet from the rain and the weather.
Oh, the weather.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think about that.
And my back would hurt from carrying kids on my back to get them to school.
Why would you be carrying them?
Well,
couldn't they just walk with you? I love, like, this is just mother speaking.
I'm a mom, you know, I gotta carry them.
Mom's gonna carry them, of course. What else would you do?
You know, I had to carry my groceries.
Yeah, yeah. Or pay someone to carry them for you.
Yeah.
Which then could get expensive.
Right.
Do they I wonder if people do that. I know Publix carries your groceries out into your car, but you don't even have a car. What if you told them?
Do you know what? You can go to Whole Foods and order your groceries and just go there and pick them up.
Oh, and go pick them up.
Yeah. They might even deliver by now.
Do you think they deliver to you?
I think they do.
Maybe in one of those big cities like San Francisco or...
Yeah. Well, they did it where I used to live in Fairfax.
In where?
In Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Yeah.
Gosh. Wow. Did they really?
Yeah.
That would be a dream.
Kind of.
Just never eat.
It's expensive.
Especially if you don't have a car.
If I don't have a car, it's the greatest thing ever.
It would be the greatest thing ever.
I would be like takeout queen. But no, not takeout queen.
Takeout queen.
It would definitely be delivery.
Yeah. And you know, bring up a good point of the weather, though, because I always wonder how tough it is for people who ride motorcycles or bikes. You really right. got to think about the weather all the time.
I know.
It's not something I think of. I was just like, okay, oh, it's raining. Jump in the car.
Right.
That's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're ready for question number two. Not three. This is two. Here we go.
Okay. If you had a time machine.
A time machine.
And you could go back to any point in history. Any point in history. What would it be?
First off, have you been in a place in history by using a time machine? Because you can't answer this if you've already been in this situation.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have. It's interesting. If I could go anywhere, mm-hmm. I would like to go back to the day where there was Jackson 5.
Jackson 5,
yeah, because
yes.
I would like to see the Jackson 5 in concert.
Live.
I would.
That would be something.
That would be like one of those things that I could scratch off my bucket list.
Right.
That I'll never be able to scratch off.
Definitely. Well, I know... You know what they're doing now? They're doing holograms. They're actually
not
they're bringing
quite the
back
same.
They're bringing back different bands and musicians. Michael Jackson, you know, up on stage. They're putting him right there in a hologram. It looks
but
just like the same thing.
I want to see Michael Jackson when he was, you know, big afro and mm-hmm. darker skin
performing like never before.
Right,
that would be something else. I agree. Yeah, that would be amazing.
So that's
a good.
If I could go back to any of that would be it. You know, when we were little kids,
yeah.
probably before my time. Can't really remember, but my dad took my brothers to see the Jackson 5.
Really?
Yes.
Why not you?
Because I was a baby.
Oh, you were a baby.
Okay. If I was alive.
How many brothers do you have?
I have three.
Three brothers?
Yeah, one sister.
And one sister.
Right.
Okay. To even it out. That doesn't really even it out,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. No. It's okay. Math was not your
Math
subject.
Math was not my subject. That is true. Especially when it comes to counting to six.
Or five.
All right, here's question number three, Heather. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you suddenly found out that everything you believed in was wrong, how would you react?
Everything.
Everything you believed in.
Everything that you believed in.
Is completely wrong.
Now, he did say that, like, I think he gave a couple examples. Because if everything, I think there's times in our lives where we thought we knew one thing. To be true, and we kind of lived that way. And then it, you know, sometimes it just completely flips on you. That's what he was talking about, it sounded like.
Well, you know what's interesting? This is kind of funny, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, but, mm-hmm. you know, when I only had Marcus and Chloe,
mm-hmm.
and Marcus used to love to terrorize Chloe.
Okay.
And we
terrorize,
yeah,
such a strong word.
Yeah, well, it did, because Chloe was really intense when she was a baby.
Mm.
And we would go into places, and he would do it when we were around other people. And he'd go, Mom,
yeah,
when are you going to tell her? And I was like, what are you talking about,
what?
Marcus?
Yeah.
What? And he goes, Mom, if you don't tell her, I'm going to end up telling her. You need to tell her. And Chloe would be like, what? You know, she's little. And she goes, you are adopted. And
that's
she'd
what,
go,
that's what Marcus
ah!
would say.
She would just freak out. And he'd always go, your name was LaCroix.
LaCroix? What is that? That is brilliant.
So I think about when I think of this situation,
sure.
like I remember, and then Chloe passed that on to her sisters. She
yep.
couldn't wait to say, you were adopted.
Yep,
you
yep.
know, you're not
and
even
it's just
real.
Passed along.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just doubled down.
It's a fantastic joke.
But I think if all of a sudden something like that, I'd be like, what the heck?
Oh,
okay. Who's lying to me?
I see where you're coming from now. Yeah. What if all of a sudden everything you thought to be true, kind of like the situation, well, I'm adopted. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Somebody knew. It didn't tell
so
me.
So what would you do? What would you do? You would just be surprised?
I'd be like, y'all are lying. I need to research this.
Well, have you ever been in a situation of your own where things... Like life changed for you? It was a big impact on your life, or has it not come yet?
No, I wouldn't say anything. I can't say there's this big lie that I've
Oh, sure. Or, yeah. Big lie.
I wouldn't
or
say
like
lie,
that.
But, you know, something.
Something bizarre.
Some bizarre.
That
some
changes
crazy.
Everything.
It changes everything.
That's like, a very drastic.
I'm like, what? You're not my dad?
Who are you? All right, cool. So then this is the best part. This is the moment that I feel like a lot of people have been waiting for. What questions do you have for the guest of next week? Or guests? Could be two of them. We've done that before here on the Greenhouse Podcast.
Okay. My question...
Yeah, this is question number one. Okay.
...would be, what would a great day be for you?
For me specifically?
No.
Or for... okay. For the next guest.
For number 12.
Nice. Episode 12.
Speaking of 12, Chloe, you should interview Chloe.
I do need to interview 12 Chloe.
12 is her favorite number.
Is 12 her favorite number?
12 is her favorite number.
I've got a lot of emails from our fans. They, you know, they keep telling me their favorite
Actually,
number.
Maybe it's 13.
Is it really? I guess we'll have to find out.
It might be Taylor Swift is 12.
Oh, I thought it was 22.
It could be. Well, now
or
I think
15. All right, cool. So that's question number one. Oh, yeah. You got number one. Now it's number two.
What? Because we like to eat, and we like restaurants.
The Whitakers.
Right, yes, the Whitakers. Yes. So one of the things that I always like to learn what mm-hmm. people like to eat. So I would say, what's the last thing you ate that was life-changing, and where was it?
Wow, life-changing.
Yeah. Because I go to restaurants sometimes and food, so I'm like, this was life changing, you guys. Like,
if not mind blowing,
you need this in your life.
It changes everything. That would be the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it changes everything. Everything you thought
you
existed.
You have that bite, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
Everything I thought to be true is changed in this moment after taking a bite of this pancake.
Right, right.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
So,
question number three.
The third one is, if you could cure a disease, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a deep one.
It is.
Yeah. A disease. Not like an allergy. Because sneezing, like, people can get over it.
Yeah, not just like, I want to cure cancer type of thing. But
yeah.
What?
Not that cancer is a bad thing to cure.
Well, that's the obvious.
Yeah.
You know, if we wanted to do something that was not so obvious.
Okay. Okay. A disease. You know, there's a lot of diseases out there, too.
Yeah.
And people that would want to cure.
Right.
I can't wait for our next guest to cure that disease.
Like,
or at least
it might
want
be
to cure
it
one.
It might be a hidden passion that we don't know about.
Exactly. That's a very
and
good point.
And we can help them.
What would you cure?
You know,
you
I was,
to pick one.
I was thinking about this. Like,
yeah.
What would I cure if I could?
Yeah.
And...
you have to pick one, too. I mean...
I know. It's.
I'm sure there's plenty of them out there that you'd want to cure.
Yeah, I would, what one would you do?
My first thing that came to mind was sneezing, actually, but it's not a disease. Sneezing can be frustrating, especially if you sneeze several times
in a row.
Well,
you know, I do think there is something of that effect.
It like, could if be a type of disease.
It's like hiccuping, you know, you can hiccup and
gosh.
Hiccup and hiccup.
If that was a disease, I'd want to cure that, too.
Because I do believe, like, people can mm-hmm. get stuck and they actually have to go to the hospital to stop their hiccups.
Gosh. Yeah. I wouldn't want to cure the disease of laughter, though.
No.
Although it's killed many people. Laughter.
Right.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to cure it.
If crying was a disease, I would want to fix it.
You'd want to fix it?
I definitely.
Well, there's happy tears. There's happy tears, too.
I know. I cry happy tears all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
Do you all the time?
I do.
It's not. It never stops.
I'm crying right
it's
now.
Like, why are you, okay. Heather, I know we're about to start the show. Why are you crying? No, I'm happy.
I'm so happy.
I'm the first woman on the show with your so many tears. Oh, that's very good. I can't wait for what the answers are next week
yeah.
or next episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. Good questions. Good questions.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
This has been quite a treat. I wouldn't have asked for more. I would not have asked for a better person to be the first person, woman on the show.
Queen.
The queen. Heather the queen. If you don't mind sharing with us, if that's okay with you, a specific social networking handle that you have, like Twitter, Instagram, if you're okay with that.
I have all of them.
You have
you
all
know,
of
I'm
them.
I'm a real social
person on the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This
you
way
don't want to follow
can...
me on Twitter because I don't. I just pretty much creep. I
don't. You don't tweet.
I don't tweet, right?
Yeah, it's not
I don't
Twit.
Tweet. I creep.
Oh, you creep.
Yeah.
So you are on Twitter simply to watch the other tweets, the other birds out there tweeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those birds.
Well, this is your moment. You can actually let people know, because I'm sure people are interested in who are you? How can I follow you?
Actually, my Twitter is just for me to vent, you know, when I feel like venting. Just kidding. I really don't get on Twitter. Well, you can look me up on Facebook.
Facebook it is. Heather Whitaker, right?
Yeah.
With a W. How do you spell Whitaker? It's like W-H.
I'm glad you asked, because you better write this down.
Yeah, we got to write this down.
Because it's not Whitaker. Whitaker. It's Whitaker.
I feel like this has happened before.
Yeah, many, many times. I was so excited to get married to my husband that I was finally going to have like this easy name.
Yeah.
And then we go to the restaurant and they're like, Whitaker? And I was like, fail. I'm still going to have an issue with my name the rest of my life.
I thought it was a pretty easy name.
I know, right?
I used to listen to a radio drama. There was a man, his name was Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker.
See?
It was an easy name, and it was a children's show.
Right.
Whitaker, it was an easy name.
Exactly. W-H-I-T.
So it's Whitaker.
I know.
I feel like everybody turns up, Whitaker, what's happening over there?
I promise you, it happens.
Is it like
regularly.
One of those like Starbucks, like Whitaker?
No.
You know, coffee for, no, it's not Starbucks.
No, Starbucks is just Heather.
It's just, oh, okay, so you just give him Heather.
Yeah.
It's like a restaurant situation. That's hilarious. Yeah, well, so how do we spell it?
W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R.
A-K-E-R.
Yeah.
Very good. And that's something that people can look you up. Awesome.
Yeah,
perfect.
And then on my Instagram, I'm H-Wit Queen.
H-Wit Queen.
Yeah. Do you need me to break it down for you?
H?
For Heather.
H for Heather. Wit, as in Whitaker. Queen. In the normal way you spell it.
The queen. I am the queen of my of our house.
Yes. All right. Well, there you have it, guys.
My husband is Seawit King. Well, we're a royalty family.
Together. I love it. Well, those of you who are driving right now or skydiving, please be safe. Pull over or land before you look up Heather on the social networking. And you can actually find it in the description of this podcast. Speaking of which, you can actually find this podcast not only in iTunes, but also on our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com. You can also visit our Instagram page for some behind-the-scenes looks of our conversations right here, Heather and I. People are taking pictures as we speak. Heather kept telling them to leave.
I did.
I'm like, it's okay, Heather, they're with me. And you can always see those pictures on our Instagram page. And our Instagram is at The Greenhouse Podcast. And, of course, our Twitter page is at Greenhouse Pod. You can't make it any longer, apparently, so it's at Greenhouse Pod.
Yeah, they do just kind of shorten your characters.
You know, in every way.
That's why I can't tweet.
Not just your username, but also the actual, like, the actual tweet.
Yeah, you can't tweet, but five characters.
So you can find us there, guys. Thanks again for listening, everyone. And thank you, Heather, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
On the Greenhouse. A real treat. All right, thanks, guys. You all have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week, and a great rest of your life. Thanks for joining. Perfect. That was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
How do you feel about it?
It's so great.
Awesome.
Yeah.